Winter health pressures fear. Extra hospital admissions and large number of patients awaiting discharge are putting available beds under severe pressure this winter, say health chiefs. With attendance at A&E departments at by between 20 and 30%, hospital beds at Calderdale and Huddersfield NHS Foundation Trust, Calderdale Royal in Halifax, are 97% occupied, councillors were told. At a health scrutiny board meeting on receiving the data, Councillor Mike Barnes said, "There's no slack," and asked, "At what levels does it become unsustainable?" The Trust's Director of Operations, Michael Folan, said it had to open up all the physical space it had at the hospital and added, "I have never known it as challenging as it is at the moment." Neil Smurthwaite, Calderdale Care's place lead for performance, said the pattern was similar or worse elsewhere in West Yorkshire. Leeds, for example, was running at 103% occupancy. Councillor Barnes said the need to discharge patients was in turn putting pressures on GPs and other services. Mr Smurthwaite said this led to the situation being not far off unsustainable. The hospital was running a regular discharge list of around 100 patients. Pre-pandemic, a list of 40 had once seen health chiefs summoned to London to explain the situation. With a bed base of 600 available at the hospital and 100 occupied by people awaiting discharge, it clogged up the system, he said. There are a number of hospitals in West Yorkshire and nationally in this position, said Mr Smurthwaite.